Shane, how's preparations going leading into the final next weekend?
Preparation's been good. There's been a buzz about the boys for the last couple of weeks and they're really looking forward to it. Training has been very good. There's been a bite in it. A bit of belief is back in the club again. I'm just looking forward to it. Just can't wait for it now.
I suppose turning back here a couple of weeks ago against St Mary's when you were 5 points down midway through the second half, it didn't look likely you'd be in a county final, but your response was excellent at it.
The thing about the boys this year, they never said die attitude. They've done that again against Mary's. Now in the first round that we played them again, we were down, we conceded two sloppy enough goals and the boys responded very well in that game. So we knew every game we go into, the never say die attitude, and they proved that against Mary's in the second game.
And some of your younger players have stood up to the plate. No disrespect to some of the older fellas, but you need these young players coming through to get into finals like the next weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, every club needs young lads coming up and fresh talent and everything. We have the experienced boys there all the time, so it's nice to see young lads coming up and stepping up to the mark, and it's great for them to be back into a county final.
Do you think, would you read much into it? They've played 2 weeks in a row now, it'll be the third week in a row for Tour de Strand, or does it make any difference?
I don't think it makes much of a difference, to be honest. Like, probably momentum is going to be with them now, especially after getting over Tubbercurry in a sort of one-sided game really today. I think that's going to stand to them, so we know what we have to do on the day, and I'll just look after our lads and the Tory Strand looking after themselves.
As you said there, you'll be looking at your own side of things. What do you need to get right from your side of things?
We just have to get into the game from the beginning. Don't step back, drive forward as best we can and tackle in numbers. Tory Strand are very good going forward and defensively they're pretty strong as well, but we know if we play to our game plan and get our game plan right, we'll be there or thereabouts going into the last couple of minutes. So I'm hoping we finish out strong that we've been doing in every other game.
How's injuries looking towards that game?
A couple of knocks from the previous game, but they're coming right at the right time now. So the extra week has actually given us a bit of an advantage for those lads.
Martin Doherty came off injured, or he mightn't have played against St Mary's, will he be alright?
He should be okay. Like, it's precaution more than anything. The hamstring was sort of getting a little bit tight on him. So thankfully, like, we took him off at the right time that it hadn't gone on him, so he should be fine for it.
You were talking about the buzz back in the club as well.
Yeah, it's been a long time. There's been ups and downs in the club over going into relegations and just about coming out of groups stages, so it's been nice, like, to be getting back into the county final. In the past the boys probably didn't think they could get there, but their belief is back in the club again.
It's hard to believe that it's 2010 since Eastern Harps last won the Omni Home Cup, and I'm sure you'd love to put that right next Sunday.
Yeah, it is hard to believe that it's been 7 years since we've been back competing in that. It's been 7 years of ups and downs, and again, as I said, it's great that we are back into it. And we're not going to take it for granted and be happy that we're back in a final. We want to go and win that final.
Sure, there'll be a bit of pressure on Tour de Strand themselves as well. The whole history of doing back-to-back Omni Home Cups doesn't go in favour of teams trying to do it.
No, in the past it hasn't worked out that way, but Tour de Strand are a very, very good squad. They're having a very good year as county champions. They've been undefeated, winning the league, winning the Kiernan Cup, winning the League Kenny Cup. So they're a right good strong team, but we know all about them.
And what part of their team do you need to watch out? Any players in particular you need to watch out?
No, the way we've been looking at them, their 15 is as strong as their subs that comes on for them. They're just a very good balanced team, so we'll be going man to man with them and just keeping the concentration going for the full hour.
Cheers, thanks very much, Shane.